Yudches, we're still holding on Sif Beis. Mr. Brewer is on Sif Beis. We just did Sif Katan Yud Gimel. So Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he says that putting in the food into the pot, b'basachas, with intent for the charlo sheish b'sakana, plus for a bori. So he has, let's say he puts in 5 pieces of meat to cook for the person who's deathly ill. So that's water, right? Let's say he has intent for not only for this person who's deathly ill, but also for a person who's healthy. So is that an issa d'oraisa or not? So the Mishnah brought 2 opinions. The first opinion says it's an issa d'oraisa, even though even if he does the exact same maisa, but if his intent is for the only for the chayla, it's mutter. Once he intends for somebody else as well, it will become osir. The second opinion says it's only derabanan. So he tells you to take a look in the case of in Sefer Avos Chesed, where he brought a raya that it's the raisa. So we discussed this once. That in Sefer Avos Chesed he deals with the following halacha. We discussed this very recently, right? So the halacha is the Torah. A person that lends money, and the loan is due, so the borrower does not have money to pay. So the lender would like to go into the house of the borrower and take something as representing the payment of the borrower. So he's also to do that. He cannot go into the house and take that, collect that item. The borrower can bring the item out to him, but he cannot go with the sabah al beisoy lavot avoyta. You cannot go into this person's house to take this to represent the payment. I'm using the word represent payment very specifically. It's not actual payment. It's representing payment, which it functions as a collateral, but not a collateral which is given at the time of the loan. It's when the time of the loan is due. But the borrower has the right to redeem it with money instead. So it's not a final payment. It's something which will represent the payment. So the Torah does not allow that. Now the Torah only prohibits that in a scenario of a loan. Let's say I have an investment with somebody. We're investing something together, and it comes a time that he's supposed to give me my share of the investment. He says, I don't have any money right now. I can go into his house and take this item which represents payment. Okay, so it's only a problem of going into the person's house to take the item if it's on a loan. If it's on an investment, it's mutter. The item which I take that can be greater than the value of the loan. There's no problem with that. So what would be the following scenario where Reuben and Shimon have an arrangement? Reuben gives Shimon $10,000 and he says, listen, we're going to invest this together into something. $5,000, Reuben says, is my money, will remain my money, and you're basically being a person who's watching over and taking care of my money. It's my investment. I get the profits. I take the losses, and you will be the person who's managing it for me. The other $5,000 will be a loan to you. So it's palgam milvapalgam bikar, and Allah says half of it is a loan. So if let's say the whole thing tanks, so Reuben loses half of the money, and Shimon still has to pay the loan. The loan was nothing to do with the fact that, you know, Shimon borrowed the money, he invested, he still owes the money. So half of this is an investment on Reuben's part, half of it is a loan. Now comes a time that the payment is due, and Shimon doesn't have any money right now. So Reuben says, I want to go into the house to take something which should represent payment. I have a great idea. Your car is worth $10,000. I'll take your car. So if he has intent just for the investment part, that's mutter. I'm allowed to get something to represent my payment for the investment part, even if it's worth more than the investment. Let's say he thinks for both. He's doing it for the investment and also for the loan. See, he's doing the exact same ISA, nothing changed. And he was allowed to do it if he just thinks for the investment. Now he's thinking for 2 things. So the Chavos Chaim and Sefer Avos Chesed comes out, that's also the rice. He brings a rye from a Gemara, that's also the rice. So that's what he's referring to. That's the case of the Avos Chesed that he's discussing, which he says this idea that if I can do the exact same ISA, nothing changes, and I have the right intent, it's going to be mutter. If I add 2 intentions, it's going to be osur. Another example of this is Reuven finds an aveda of Shimon's. Shimon lost something, Reuven finds it. It's an item which, if you don't once in a while air it out and something like that, it's going to get moldy and stuff like that. So you need to air it out. The Mara's example is a rug. So the rug remains rolled up. So in the humid climate, things are growing on the rug. You have to roll it out once in a while. Tapestry, hang it on the wall. Let it air out a little bit, then it's fine. So that's part of the responsibility of the Shomer Aveda to do that. So if he hangs it up for the purpose of the Aveda, 100%, no problem. Let's see, he says, you know, it's a beautiful tapestry. And my boss is coming next week for supper. So why not hang it up then? I have to hang it up anyway, because that's part of my responsibility as an Aveda. I also have intent to impress my boss. So that's called the Tzor Choy or the Tzor Choy, and that's awesome.
But in that case, without him doing that, he would be potentially causing, you know...
No, he has to have intent. Yeah. He has to have intent only for the purpose of the item. He can't have intent. Once he has a second intent, it becomes usur. So he has to purify his intentions. Now, once he does that, he's considered the tzarcha is usur. Now he's considered he's using it for himself. If something happens to it, he's not a shomer aveda anymore. He's a shalech yad, and he's chayav like a gazlan. Okay, so not a good thing to do. That's the bottom line. Try to stay away from that if you ever have such situations. This plays out itself in many, many scenarios. Okay, the person is deathly ill and we're going to, we need to catch him a fresh fish. So we say, no problem, I'll throw the net, catch the fresh fish, and I'll have in mind for the chayla, and also, why not, they don't have some fresh fish, you know, it's great. Right, so the chayla, that would be the same case.
Shad.
So he said, right, sod might be actually a halachically fascinating difference, and there's a question why, but that's... Okay, so the halacha is, if he's going to marry b'shiloh, it's going to be a problem. Now, if the goy cooks for this on Shabbos, so Jew didn't cook, a goy cooked. So it's still also the bori. So the case of the goy, normally when the goy does malacha, we say it's also mitzvah Shabbos, not immediate. It's not mitzvah immediately. You have to wait till the time is called b'chdei she'iro. So the time it takes to actually do the work, take 2 hours to cook this thing. So after Shabbos is over, he has to wait 2 more hours. In this situation, not. It's mitzvah immediately. The time of why is that? Why is this different than the normal case? The kimen anehuri bishul behet. That's a case where the goy cooked b'iser. Over here, the goy cooked behetzer. There's another issue over here. It's Bishalakum. Right? So they didn't ask it over here because of Bishalakum.
The goy is presumably he's cooking under Jewish supervision, right? He's
correct.
He's got there's a mashkiach there of some kind.
I'm not sure there's a mashkiach.
Well, I mean,
Shimon is dying. Reuven runs next door to the gas. The guy, please come inside and cook for my death, the ill son. There's no mashkiach.
Well, I mean, presumably the balabais is the mashkiach. He's
right. We're not worried about kashas. The kashas is fine. We know he's cooking in the Jew's house. That's not the problem. Right, the problem is the mice, the guy is cooking, so it's bishalakum. So the way you sell bishalakum normally is because the Jew lights the fire.
Right.
It's Shabbos. Is the Jew going to light the fire over here?
Obviously not.
Obviously not. Good. So it's bishalakum. L'chari says no. Chazal did not ask in this situation when they were matter the goy to cook on Shabbos and save the Jew's life. They didn't say, by the way, you know it's bishalakum. Mm-hmm. They didn't say that. It's not bishalakum. So now once it's Shabbos, other Jews can't eat it. It's a Shabbos, other Jews could eat it. It's not the normal case of bishalakum. That's the chiddush over here.
Other Jews eat it on Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos. Okay, now the next case over here is a person was Kaitzitz Peris Mina Mechuber. Shimon is deathly ill, and Reuben goes on Shabbos and pulls the apple off the tree to feed it to Shimon. So Shimon eats half of the apple, okay? The law is that Reuben can't eat it. Reuben's healthy, he can't eat it. Shimon could eat it, whatever Shimon eats, the rest cannot be eaten on Shabbos. So why is that? Is this because the problem again, we're afraid Shimon Rabbi Bishaloi? It's one apple. He needs one apple, it's not going to take 2 apples. Even though he knew it was before Shabbos that this person was sick, and he knew he's going to have to do this on Shabbos, the doctor told him he has to give him a fresh apple every day to save his life. Because there's a new problem of muksa. book says that the item has to be designated for use before Shabbos. Well, the problem is the peiri is growing on Shabbos. So I designated, let's say for argument's sake, that the peiri before Shabbos was had a weight of 500 grams. Now on Shabbos it has 510 grams. So those new 10 grams are muksa, because they weren't here beginning of Shabbos. They never were mukhan from before Shabbos. And the way you make something not muksa is by making it mukhan for use from before Shabbos. Well, this wasn't here. That's called noilad. So something which is a noilad, it's a noilad gomer, which is never here beforehand, is muksa. So the bori can't eat it. But let's say the fruit is fully grown, it hasn't been picked yet. It's not growing anymore. Okay, so then I'm designated this apple tomorrow. I'm trying to take the apples off the tree. So that apple now is mukha. But this scenario over here, where it's still growing, the new growth is not mukha. It's not prepared for before Shabbos. The opposite of mukha is something which has been designated for usage for before Shabbos. The new growth wasn't designated because it wasn't here. Okay. That's all talking about a case of the person was ill already from before Shabbos, so we knew that we're planning to take the pre. But what about a case of the person who became sick on Shabbos? So before Shabbos, he had no intention to take any apples off the tree, because they're rice to take apples off the tree. So now we have a new problem. Then nothing was mukhan. So for the chayla, fine. But for everybody else, it's muksa. Also, b'chol gavli, l'hanis, l'bori, yishum muksa de mechubah. Okay, Shagol Bahalik, it's growing on Shabbos. Feg, the Magad of Ramakash. What happened to the Bittul Barayv? Right, you have 500 grams of Heter and you have 10 grams of Isser. So say it should be Bittul Barayv. I'm going to Ram Shahik Shamaksha, Libotel Hagadul and Baker, Shurayv Shal Heter. We have more to the Bori, Kishanech Lami Bodyam. We are Grom and Sadagam Kain Lahalak. Now, let's explain the question. We know that there's a rule of Devashashashashal material, and I feel about Elif Labotel. So what is Magad Ramakash? Right, the Magen Rambam's kasha is strange. We know that if I have something which is, I have one egg which is muksa, and there's 999 eggs which are not muksa, and they get mixed up together. I can't eat any of the eggs on Shabbos because by the time Shabbos, you only eat all the heter. There's no need to rely on bittul if I can wait a few hours and have it without bittul. If the item is something which will spoil before the end, that's not called a wait. I can't wait because I wait till then. It's not going to have anything. But something which it's something which is stable and safe enough that it's not going to spoil. So wait until Shabbos. Why rely on bittul? So we hear, I have this apple over here. 500, whatever the chayla needed, he got. He's mutar eat muksa. That's not our issue. The issue is the bori. She said, listen, Mr. Bori, you can't eat it because even though 500 grams are heter, but 10 grams are issa. Oh, say bittul. What do you mean bittul? Wait until Shabbos. You won't need bittul. So the Magen Rambam's kasha is based on this following rule. That halacha, that Dabar Sheish HaMatir, Nafil HaBe'elof LeBotol, there's one scenario where it doesn't apply. The scenario where it doesn't apply is when the item of Isser, as it's being produced, never stands to being distinct and being separate. So, for example, we'll see a case later on, that if a person squeezes... He makes wine. Then he sticks some grapes in the wine. So the grapes, as they absorb the wine, they swell, they burst, and they let out their liquid. Let's say that happens on Shabbos. So that liquid is mashkin, which came out of a grape on Shabbos, is also to drink. The law is it's bottle. How's it bottle? It's Shesh Lomadir, without the Shabbos. You can drink it without it. Because that new liquid of the grape which came out on Shabbos was never nicker and distinct separately from the rest of the wine. It was in the grape, so it wasn't distinct, and then it goes immediately into the wine. It's never distinct. So this halacha that's a fila be'elef le'bottle, that cannot become bottle even in 1,000, in the case of the egg, there's one distinct is egg of Isser. Got mixed with all the eggs of Heter. He said, oh, no, don't touch it. Over here, we never had a situation where these 10 grams of growth were distinct and separate. It wasn't like we injected it. You had over here, we took an injection and stuck it into the apple. That would have to be no bittul. As it grows, immediately it becomes this hour of everything else. So this is analogous to the case of the wine barrel. Well, that's a Farish Adin, that wine is bottle. So that's my Rambam Kash over here. You should say, even though it's Galav HaHelech B'Shabbos, so there never was Hachana on those items, but they should bottle B'Roib of the Heter, even though it's Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, since it was never a Nicker and distinct, it's separate by itself. So that is the end of the Halachas of Hilchas Meiser Shabbos. These first two seven deal with the issues of things which are done on Shabbos. When can you benefit? How can you benefit? First Sif dealt with the situations where a person did a be'isser, and this Sif is the only case where a person did a be'heter, because he was doing it for the purpose of a chayla shesh b'sakana. He's doing it, the person is deathly ill. What are the status of the other people using it? We're going to now put that behind us and start the rest of the Sif deals with the Hochaz Abishal. You know, but let's hold it here. I think it's a good stopping point. Let's hold it here.